too long, and that mm-hmm. is still in its cradle. And he has a miserable existence through little, you know, two lessons, you know, mm-hmm. that he gives to the children. And his wife is constantly nagging him about not making enough money and so on. And the scene of the drama begins with the two sons having just been called for being
military service,
for military, you know, being conscripted. And, you know, they are still hoping that they will not be taken. But of course, they are young and healthy and will be taken.
Right.
And the Deborah, the wife, cannot cope with that. And she wants to do something about it, that they should not go to military. Mm-hmm. This was for the Jews at that time the worst thing. They would never hear of these boys again. They would either become absorbed into the life of the people there and never return home, or they would perish.
Yes.
And so they dreaded this very, very much. And she wants to do, and he admonishes her and says that you cannot do anything against the will of God. If he mm-hmm. wants to protect them, he will, and if he doesn't, you know. And she says, she always says, against his Bible quotes, she has another one, man must help himself, and so on. And so the boys come back, and they are indeed accepted in the army. And the older one is unhappy about it. He wants to emigrate. He wants to go to America. He's heard of America, mm-hmm. and he wants to be a merchant and, you know, see the world. And the younger one is very happy at being accepted. He is looking forward to riding with the others and mm-hmm. to be a Russian like them and become a real Cossack.
Yes.
You know? And to the father, this is, of course, unthinkable. And the daughter is fascinated with them. They will be in uniforms. They will look like the other Cossacks. And she wants to, she's looking forward. And she speaks of her great, you know, longing for,
yes.
for this kind of life that is so far away from them, though it is so near.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next scene is then in the inn where all, you know, there's everybody, the Cossacks have a drunken revelry mm-hmm. there. And they take Jonas, the younger one, in, and they put the uniform on him and mm-hmm. accept him as their comrade. And the older is just aghast at this. And Miriam, of course, begins immediately to flirt with mm-hmm. one of the Cossacks and to steal away. And Deborah comes into the inn, and she tries to bribe Kaptarak. Kaptarak is the police officer there, and he is that despicable figure of, you know, the very corrupt police officer who does anything for money and, you know, in his greed, you know.
Oh, yes.
Tortures these people and has absolutely no feeling. He's a kind of devil-like
yes.
figure. And she comes to him and he says, how much money have you got? And she has about 14 rubles or something. And he says, for this I will get one free.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to choose. And so how can she choose between two children whom she loves dearly? And then Jonas, the youngest, says, I want to stay. I want mm-hmm. to become a Cossack. So it is Shemaria who will go. But we are already in the first scene introduced to that sick child. And the father somehow loves that child the most.
Yes.
Here is a reminiscence of Eric's father, who mm-hmm. also, you know, somehow loved Eric the most of his children.
Mm-hmm.
I will later on tell you a little story about this that very well illustrates Eric's father and mm-hmm. his simpleness and how he loved Eric. And he takes the child that is in the first act, and he reads the Bible to him,
yes.
which begins, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And the child does not, you know, react. And he puts a spoon against the glass and against the glass of water there, and it makes mm-hmm. a sound. And to this, the child reacts.